November 2018 is Action for Access Month, and it's a campaign by Guide Dogs. Now, to tell us a bit more about the campaign itself, we have with us Hannah Trusler. Thank you for joining us, Hannah.
Hi. So we've chosen this month to be our Action for Access Month, as it's been 2 years since a bill to prevent assistance dog owners being turned away from taxis and minicabs met a red light in Parliament. And we are hoping to continue to keep up the pressure on the government by asking people to contact their MP. We do unfortunately still hear from assistance dog owners all the time that unfortunately they're being turned away from taxis and minicabs. And as we all probably know, it's actually illegal. What we are calling for, still continuing to call for, is this disability equality training. And there has actually been some recent talk about it within the government as part of their recent inclusive transport strategy. And also in a recent parliamentary debate, there was much talk about getting disability equality training made a requirement for all taxi and minicab drivers. So like I say, we're hoping for within this month is people connecting with their MP just carries on getting the message across and keeps the pressure up so that we can hopefully get this training made a requirement for all drivers.
You used a word there a couple of times, Hannah, which was talk. It sounds as if there's been a lot of talking. How long have you been campaigning for this?
So as an organisation, we've been campaigning for around about 3.5 years on this issue. We know that taxis and minicabs is the most common place for guide dog owners to be turned away from. So that's why we're focusing on that at the moment. But yeah, like I say, the government stopped the bill getting through. So we feel that that's long enough for them to now start doing something about it.
The local councils obviously look after the taxi licensing and so on. And, you know, if you do have a complaint, it's a good place to go to as well as guide dogs. But you're looking for something for central government here at Westminster to put into place. And would this be part of driver training before they even get their licences?
Yes, that's what we're hoping for. We are working with local councils as well from across England, trying to ask them to make sure that training for their minicab and taxi drivers is part of their, like you say, their conditions of licensing, and also for current drivers when they're being retrained, part of that as well.
Have you had more success locally?
We have, yes. We do know that around about a third of councils require their taxi minicab drivers to have this sort of training, but it's just kind of a bit of a slow process trying to get things through politically.
Taxis may be used quite a lot by guide dog owners or people with sight loss as well. You know, it's an important transport method, especially if you have poor public transport in your area. So it's a crucial for people's independence as well.
Yes, we agree. It's often the most convenient and the most accessible way that guide dog owners can travel. So yeah, we agree with that.
So what are you hoping people will do this month? What's your sort of call to action?
So we have a number of ways that people can connect with their MP. What we are mainly calling for is that people can write to their MP. And we've got quite a kind of unique action at the moment where people leave a message for their MP with us. And then come December, we're going to be printing out all of the messages as actual physical letters and sending them to MPs, because we feel this is a kind of different way to connect with MPs. They get lots of emails from lots of different people in their constituency. So we feel that writing a physical letter is something a bit different that might make them understand that this is a really big issue for guide dog owners.
So once the letters have been sent out and perhaps the MPs have had time to mull them over, will there be a follow-up from guide dogs? What is the next step?
Yeah, so that's exactly what we'll be doing. Like I say, we'll be sending out the letters in December, hoping that the MPs will get back to their constituents within a month or so. And then, yeah, we'll be contacting the MPs as well to find out what they're going to be doing about it.
Okay, so if people would like to take part in this, Hannah, or get more information from Guide Dogs, what's the best way to do that?
Yep, so the best way is probably to contact us by email. Our email address is campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk, or our phone number to call and leave a message is 0118 983 0308. Contact us and we'll be able to get back to you with the best way of contacting your MP. And for general guide dogs inquiries, our website is www.guidedogs.org.uk.
Hannah, best of luck with the campaign. Do let us know how it progresses and some of the feedback as well. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you.